throws. Right now, the Lady Raiders lead this game 1-0 with 6:51 left in the first quarter. Here is Gilbert with it. Throw it up top. Back over to Gilbert. Down the corner to Yates. Up top to Jackson. Jackson going to try for the three for Mountain Home's first lead. She gets it. Leah Jackson puts Mountain Home on top by a score of 3-1. And back comes Nelton. And the ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. It will be a Lady Raider basketball under their own basket with 6:33 left to play in this.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
Free throw line pulled up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Dacus. She'll throw it out. Back quickly comes Nelson. Ball goes over to Eaton in the left corner. She dribbles, pulls up for the three-pointer, rolls around, tough hauls out, no good. And Mountain Home gets the rebound. Back time the Lady Raiders on the far sideline. Last touch by Nelson, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 5:44 left in the first quarter. Daly Dacus checking out for the Lady Raiders as she's replaced by Kylie Walford-Bird, a 5'11 junior. 3-1, Mountain Home leading up, 5:44 left in the opening period. Leah Jackson inbounds it to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert has on the right side. Nelton in a man-to-man right now. Gilbert still trying to figure out what to do. Throws over to Yates up top. Mop pass toward Foreman was knocked away a little over her head, but was Nelton a touch to last, and Mountain Home will inbound it under the basket with 5:31 left in the first quarter. A two-point Lady Bomber lead right now. Emily Payne will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Kate Gilbert on the left wing. She and Millie puts up the three-pointer. Good! Nothing but net. Kate Gilbert with her first 3 points. A 6-1 Mountain Home lead. 5:25 left in the first quarter. Back comes Nelton. Here is Woodruff with it on the left wing. Now she'll drill between the circles. Mountain Home and a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the right side to Pena. Pena's going to drill to the low block. Go up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Foreman. She'll throw it out to Gilbert, who's quickly into the front court. Gilbert dribbles to the top, now goes over to the right side. Now going down into the lane, Farlow Laird just flew by her defender and gets it. Kate Gilbert with 5 points. It is 8-1, Mountain Home leading it, less than 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Eaton into the front court for Nelton, throws it to Pena, who will dribble up to the top and set up the offense. Ball goes over to Eaton on the left side, gets there to Pena, who's dribbling down to the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 4:43 left to play in the first quarter. Leah Jackson called for her first personal foul, team foul number 2 against Mountain Home. The other foul that Mountain Home has committed belongs to Emily Payne. First free throw for Briley Pena is up and in. So after Nelson scores the first point, and then Mountain Home goes on and scores the next 8, and that breaks Nelson's scoring ground, and then Pena gets the second. She has her first 2 points. 8-3, Lady Bombers leading at 4:39 left in the first quarter. Here is Payne with it. Throws over to Jackson on the left side. Back over to Payne. Down to Yates. Cross-court pass to Jackson on the left. Jackson's going to drill to the elbow. Now goes back to the wing. Takes over drill. Finds Yates on the low block. Now gives it to Foreman out of the paint. Her jumper's off the glass. No good. She gets her own rebound. Has the ball knocked away, and it's going to be a foul. A call on Nelton. A late foul call. Much of this may have the Nelton crowd. They might have a case on that. Briley Pena picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 1, against Nelton here in the first half. 4:13 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Kate Gilbert on the left side. She drills to the lane, going up for the running jumper. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Walford Bird. She's quickly back the other way. She'll give it to Woodruff. Woodruff dribbling to the right elbow. Kicks out to Pena on the wing. Pena drills near the free throw line. Finds Woodruff over to, I'm sorry, that is Woodruff there with the three-pointer. Her will not go. The ball goes out bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Nelson's basketball with 3:53 left in the first quarter. 8-3, Mountain Home leading it. Eaton will trigger the inbound pass to Woodruff. Now Pena has on the right side. Down the corner, it goes to Daniels. Back to Pena. Pena will give it to Daniels there on the wing. Daniels drills the elbow. Kicks out to Woodruff on the left wing. Woodruff drills toward the free throw line. Gives it to Daniels up top. Daniels going to the low block. And offensive foul called. on Wakeria Daniels. That is her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Raiders, and their first turnover of the night. 3:35 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by five. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court, throws up top to Payne. Payne will drill toward the left side. Now picks up her drill, finds Yates in the left corner. Now she's going to shuffle her feet before she starts dribbling. She's called for the travel. That is Mount Home's first turnover of the night. Comes with 3:14 left in the first quarter. 8-3, Lady Bombers leading it. Woodruff into the front court, gives it to Pena, who will set the offense. Pena will throw it over to Woodruff on the left side, up top to Wofford Bird. Oh, back over to Woodruff. Woodruff will dribble to the top, finds Eaton on the low block. Eaton's going to put up the layup, and they're going to call for the travel before the layup attempt, and that will be Nelson's second turnover this evening. 2:56 left in the first quarter. Mount Home gets the ball back as they lead 8-3. Gilbert will walk the ball across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. Now goes up to the top. She's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. Good. Kate Gilbert with 7 points. A 10-3 Mountain Home lead with 2:40 left in this first quarter. Here is Woodruff throwing it to Daniels in the left corner. Out on the wing to Pena. Back up top to Woodruff. Woodruff dribbles to the right elbow. Finds Eaton cutting into the lane for the layup. No good. Foreman gets the rebound. She's fouled right to the rebound. That is Alana Eaton's first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Raiders here in the first half. That was a frustration foul on Eaton. But and back comes Mountain Home with the ball, leading by seven. Gilbert with it on the left side. Trying to get out of a double team. Finds Yates on the low block. Gives it to Foreman there at the free throw line. Over to Payne. Payne back to Yates. Yates trying to decide what to do with it. She hasn't dribbled yet. She can do that if she wants. Now Foreman will have it on the right side. Cross court to Gilbert. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Gilbert will dribble toward the top. Now goes back to the left wing. Has the ball knocked away from her and stolen by Nelson. Now she's going to commit the foul. Kate Gilbert will pick up her first personal foul. 13th foul against the Lady Bombers. That was their second turnover of the night. Comes with 1:53 left in this opening period. Again, Mount's home leading 10-3. Pena will take the ball in the front court. Throws her on the right side to Eaton. And now offensive foul away from the ball. Called on Tylee Wofford-Bird. They said she used her elbow a little too much on Foreman. That is her first personal foul. 14th foul against the Lady Raiders and their third turnover of the night. 1:40 left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert back the other way, dribbling to the left corner. Now goes back out to the wing. Finds Foreman in the corner. Foreman's dribbling down toward the low block. Now she's going to be called for the travel. Wow. I didn't see that one, but I guess official had a better view of it than I did from up here. Third turnover against... Seven here is Woodruff into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Pena. Pena will take the screen. Now gives it to Daniels. Over to Woodruff on the left side. Woodruff dribbling toward the free throw line. Kicks out to Wofford Bird. Wofford Bird will dribble to the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Tylee Wofford Bird with Nelson's first field goal of the night. It's 10-5. Mountain Home leading it. A little over a minute left in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Mount's home may hold for the last shot of the period, although Nelson's Wakeria Daniels defending a little bit closer now. 45 seconds left. Gilbert still dribbling just inside the half-court line. Now Gilbert drills over toward the right side. 35 seconds left. Gilbert dribbling now at the top, going over to the right side. Now she's going to give it to Payne in the right corner. Out to Foreman on the wing. 20 seconds left. Foreman will dribble it to the top. Gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles. Going down toward the elbow, left elbow. Pulls it up for the jumper. No good. Back to the other way. Going to dribble. Going to pull up for the three on the right side. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Tips 1.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!